One thing heard from many protesters during the Republican National Convention was a dissatisfaction with both political parties. People like John Denny of Community Postal Workers United expressed that frustration at a protest march last Monday.
Let our voices be heard. Let them know everybody doesn't buy the line that both parties are putting out. This week it happens to be here, but I'm going to be up in Charlotte too, giving it to the Democrats.
Now, in Charlotte, protesters like Denny are once again encountering many of the security procedures that they saw here, down to the exact same barricades that line downtown Tampa streets. Speaking in a press conference last week, Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor said she had a list of things that went right and what they would have changed. It's a list she shared with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Rodney Monroe, who visited Tampa during the Republican convention.
One of the things that we didn't think of, or we did think of it, but we didn't do it, was to color coordinate those officers to what areas they worked. And so, you know, if we get too large of a police presence in one zone, we can call some of those officers off and have them return back to their zones.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said his main advice to Charlotte's organizers is to be willing to adapt and change plans quickly.
You have to recognize that and understand that this is a very, very dynamic environment, and to not get rattled when things happen that you didn't anticipate.
He pointed to the way law enforcement handled protests in Tampa, particularly allowing spontaneous demonstrations to tie up intersections, but only for short periods of time.
And if you take a rigid approach to this, that's when you're going to have problems. But if you give these folks an opportunity to vent and to do their thing, and you do it respectfully, but you enforce the law, it works out okay.
Mark Bassnight is a captain with the Charlotte Fire Department and one of the architects of the emergency preparations for the DNC. I spoke to him on the phone as he and his colleagues finished getting ready for the convention.
You know, what happens in Tampa doesn't necessarily mean it's the same thing that will happen in Charlotte. However, having a situational awareness of what's happened beforehand may provide information that we're able to plan ahead and be better prepared.
One omnipresent sight for protesters in Tampa that they're also seeing in Charlotte is the fast-moving packs of law enforcement on bicycles. Chief Castor says this form of policing may become a fixture in the future, and not just in Tampa, as there were 200 bike officers from around Florida patrolling downtown.
All of those officers were trained and certified, and they're taking all of that equipment back to their jurisdiction. So if you have a small city or a small county that can't afford a bicycle unit, now they're going to have those assets in their community as well.
And while Castor and Buckhorn both joked that they'll be gone in 4 years, they're looking at taking the lessons learned in both Tampa and Charlotte and passing them along to the cities that get the next set of political conventions.
One of the things that we're doing that will be invaluable for whoever hosts these conventions in 2016 is that we are compiling an after-action report that law enforcement will be able to use so that no one has to reinvent this in 2016.
Between 3,500 and 4,000 law enforcement officers were on duty in Tampa during the RNC. That number may be even higher in Charlotte since President Obama will be in town. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.